You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome. Alan Brazil Up Front with the Romford Pelly is Ray Parler. All the podcasts are available on Audio Boom, by the way. You can also subscribe on iTunes so you never miss a future episode. And why would you? Right, Mr. Parler. The Arsenal last night.
I knew you would say that. Yeah, what an awful result again. And, you know, fair play to Swansea. They're fighting for their lives at the bottom. And they went there. They'd look, Arsenal had chances. And maybe people say, do they need that top-class striker to finish them chances off? But awful result. But it was a night that, you know, you just couldn't read the results at all.
Ray, I could not. That was nap. Arsenal had to beat Swansea.
Absolutely. You know, my prediction, it was 2-3 nil. I thought they had to bounce back after the result against Manchester United. And, you know, there was a little bit lucky and fortunate that Tottenham dropped points and so did City. No, who saw City losing 3-0 at Liverpool? Unbelievable result. So Leicester, I'll be, you know, rubbing their hands together thinking, you know, what a week we've had, getting a point, but going another point clear of Spurs, Arsenal and obviously City.
So, you were, I tell you, I loved it, reading the papers. You really steamed into Mr. Wenger.
No, not at all.
You did. There is no grit.
Well, that's not down to the manager. It's about the players on the pitch, you know, stepping up and demanding more of each other. So, you know, I remember planning teams that we didn't worry about the manager. He got us prepared for the game. But when we were on that pitch, it wasn't going wrong and you get people having a go at you. So
who's kicked boots? Who's chucked tea at half-time? The other night,
I don't know.
You had Adams, you had Bold,
Martin Keown, Patrick Vieira, people like that. So I mean, that's been the problem. And it just sets the game up this weekend now. What a game that is! North London derby.
I'm not there.
I'm going Chelsea. Chelsea, what a run they're on! They're going for that top five, top six now. What a run they're on. Home to Stoke, but obviously all eyes will be on the North London derby. Early kickoff, so I'll be at Stamford Bridge very early to get the old TV, and I'm with the Moose, so, you know, feel sorry for me. The weekend I spend with the Moose, unbelievable. So,
do you have three seats there?
Well, he does. I tell you what, he has a pile up. The last time I saw a pile up like he has was on the M25. You know, he's unbelievable. He's at that food buffet all day. He's like a squirrel. He must store it. I don't know if he eats at home, but I think it's all free. So he really sucks him.
I'm at the lane, but I'm taking one of your boys.
Oh, the Arsenal. So you be careful. He don't jump up when Arsenal score.
Was it 12? No, they won't score. He will not be jumping anywhere, Ray.
Well, I can tell you a great story about that game. I remember a couple of my mates around my area, you know, around areas, a lot of West Ham supporters, a lot of Arsenal, a lot of Tottenham. So a couple of my mates are big Tottenham fans, and you know, they're proper staunch Tottenham fans. So I was warming up at White Hart Lane once, and I saw them where they're standing at the time, in a shelf in the corner.
As you come out the tunnel, straight
right
opposite.
Across to the right hand side. So I'm warming up. I've seen them. I spotted them. Fantastic. I know where they're sitting or standing. So anyway, we get a throw in right in that corner, and Lauren was our right back then, and he was taking it. So it's. As I got the ball, they're giving him all sort of pelters. Oh, Lauren, you used that. So as I threw the ball, I said, lads, all right, how you doing? What are you doing in there? More or less saying, you're an Arsenal fan. What are you doing in the wrong end? You should have seen their faces. It all went quiet. Everybody around them was saying, are you Arsenal? You Arsenal? No, we're Tottenham.
Guys with his jeans off, showing the tattoo of the cockerel.
Well,
no.
he was. He, I think he had a Tottenham tattoo. And anyway, that night in the pub, so funny. I got there. What are you doing? We nearly got our heads kicked in and we were in the wrong end. They thought we was Arsenal. I said, oh, Lauren's a nice guy. What are you having a go at him for? And we just had a bit of a laugh then. But, you know, that's the sort of games they were.
Well, I
all
remember.
Around the stadium. You're sitting next to an Arsenal fan in the Tottenham end.
Yeah, well, yeah, but he's been warned. He's been warned.
And you'll have that when we were playing
Highbury. Go back to Spurs Arsenal. Listen, I wasn't exactly European Player of the Year at Tottenham, but I do remember taking you on, me and Mark Falco up front.
Yeah, top striker, Falco.
Tottenham 5, Arsenal 0.
I can't remember that. When was that?
I got the last one in. Poor old George
when
Wood.
When was this?
George Wood was a goal.
Where did you finish that season?
83, 84.
When did you finish that season in the league?
I don't recollect, but I think, we won the UEFA Cup. We were too busy with the UEFA Cup that year. We won the UEFA Cup. Oh, right. But George Wood was a goal.
Who was the centre-half for Arsenal then?
O'Leary, I just breezed past him, Ray. Went through.
Brazil in his prime.
Give old George the eyes. Boom, get in there. 5-0. And your mob were right in the corner, so give them a bit of get in there, you. And then. I remember talking about George Wood, right? Funny. Because obviously a jock, right?
And he's a lovely, lovely man. And he's a bird watcher. He's a tweeter, isn't he? He loves these. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
What sort of bird?
Birds. Not birds that you were chasing, you and Adams. I'm talking about Minsmere, you know. And anyway, we played Northern Ireland, Windsor Park. What a dump, by the way. What a dump Windsor Park was. So we're playing there, and he said, and it was one of the first few games for Scotland. And I go for a wee-wee. And George is there, and they come in, he says, all right, pal. And yeah, George, you okay? And you had the worst, I think they had the worst floodlights in Europe at the time. It was renowned for it. Oh, don't go there midweek, it's murder.
So you can't see
anything. Well, anyway, George, I didn't realise the problem with the old bins. So I've gone in for a wee, and he said, watch the door. And this is Jock Stein. Mm. And this is Danny McGrain, Souness, Doug Leash, all the big boys. I went, what's up? He said, "Don't just watch the door." So he goes in his goalkeeping glove, his little bag, and I can't believe my eyes. He then puts contact lenses in. He's putting his. You think I'm joking? Watch the door. He's putting his lenses in.
Yeah.
Well, crikey.
How did you get on that night?
Well, I'm not going to embarrass him, but the first 3-4 crosses, he was coming out there like Stevie Wonder, because the lights were no good. It was midweek. But George Wood, but he was in goal that day for the Arsenal game.
Obviously, he didn't have his contact lenses.
5-0.
That'll
never happen again, will it?
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not.
Sorry, our producer here, our director, whatever he wants to be called, Dan, the director from Northern Ireland, he doesn't believe me. We gobbed him. But no, actually, you might have beat us, you know.
Well, anyway, what was the stadium like?
Dump. Oh. Sandy Row Rangers Supporters Club. That's Windsor Park, isn't it? Yeah, I really felt
any Northern Ireland fans out there, I just want to have a little say about the...
No, it was a dump. It was a dump, honestly.
I've never played there.
Anyway, going back to the Arsenal. Oh, crikey. Arsenal 1-2. Ray, I could not see that coming.
No, not at all. I don't think many people...
Couldn't see it coming.
I'm sure the bookmakers were very happy with the result. It mucks everybody's accumulators up and whatever. But look, now we all know about this big, big game the weekend. I think it's a must-win now. 3 points behind Arsenal, Tottenham.
You can't win it now. It's gone.
Oh, well.
It's gone.
You've got to believe you can win it, but it's going to be very difficult.
It's gone.
I think the top four is going to be really exciting now. With Man City losing, look at United. Joint points now. Look at West Ham. They're right behind them as well. So this top four is amazing to see. But
City, because of the Pep Guardiola thing, have blown the lot.
Unbelievable.
Luckily,
well,
they won the Capital One Cup. So he's got a trophy.
Do you think they'd do any good in the Champions League? How far would they get to?
Semi-final.
Semi-final?
Yeah.
I think that's good for them. If they can get to semi-final, that is a success. And then
I hope they get Bayern Munich next game.
Let's hope they both get through, City and Chelsea, because Chelsea could have a really good cup run. That's going to be a hell of a game, just looking forward to the FA Cup. I mean, Everton, Chelsea...
Are you heading to the new camp, or is that a waste of time?
No, I'm not going to go there. What's their chances, Al? 99%? 1% chance of getting through? Probably not even that. So, no, I think they've got to... I'll tell you what I've got to do. We were talking earlier, but they've got to put a good side against Hull City in the replay, in the FA Cup replay.
I fear you could lose that.
Well, it depends on what side they put out. I mean, it's going to be a tough game.
Well, what's the professor going to do?
I'm going to go up there Tuesday and watch that game.
What's old Professor Wenger going to do?
Well, he's got to play a strong side.
He's run out of time.
Well, Cech is injured as well for the weekend, which is huge. I mean, he's been superb this year, but he's out for the Spurs game as well. So, you know,
what do you do at the end of the season? End of the season. What do you do with
Well, we've got to look at where he finishes and assess it from there. But I'm sure a lot of supporters want to change. And we'll have to wait and see. I mean, I don't know. But I worked under him. He was fantastic. But he's having a bad time at the moment. And he knows that. He's realistic about
it. He lost the edge?
I won't say lost the edge, but he's probably maybe got to go out and buy some different sort of player. Not always a great footballer or good on the ball.
You want a leader. You might have to go.
Yeah, exactly. You might have to go and say he might not be the greatest of players, but he's one of them players who can get people playing around him, who's going to demand more out of players. So maybe he looks at that in the summer. He's got Steve Bould, who was a real top-class player.
Get him in there. So kick a few up the old Jackson.
Yeah,
Come on.
Let's wait and see what happens at the end of the season, but it's going to be exciting, and Leicester will be absolutely buzzing from the week's games now after seeing all them results yesterday.
Yeah. Man City, for me, have blown it. Yeah. People say, oh, they can still get in. Play Villa at the weekend and then move on. Now they've blown it. For me, if they beat Liverpool at Anfield, then they're serious players.
Well, they've still got some big games, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, he's got the cigar out, the Romeo and Juliet.
Well, he'd be leaving at the end of the season. But Pep Guardiola will be looking at and finding out a lot about these players at the moment. And saying, look, you know, they've got every opportunity of getting a good run. We mentioned it yesterday, didn't we, Al? We said, you know, we still fancy him. But now, their odds would have really drifted after that result because I expected more from them at least last night. But, you know, it's a game that I didn't see it coming 3-0. I didn't see Arsenal getting beat. It really opens the league up. And I thought Tottenham would get a result of West Ham. I thought they'd get at least a draw. So, you know, it's a really weird night's football. And this has been the Premier League all season. It's been unbelievable.
What about the bottom?
Well, Swansea really have put daylight between them and their, Newcastle, Sunderland and Norwich. You know, 6 points now. 6 points in front of them. And they play Norwich at the weekend now. Swansea-Norwich. Now, Norwich have to get at least a point, at least, against Swansea. That might not even be good enough. So, it really opens it up. Obviously, Sunderland getting that last-minute equaliser. Barini the other night getting a 2-2 draw.
Don't like him, Ray.
Well,
he's like him. I love the shot. I love the bat.
You don't mind him coming on scoring goals like that. What he scored is a cracking goal. So Newcastle again, another defeat away from home.
They've got an easier run in than Sunderland.
Look at that. Look at their away form. It's been awful. Maybe it was a little bit more resilient last night. Mm. You know, I was listening to the game and it was a bit more. There was a bit more organised and harder to beat.
You told me you were playing poker last night.
Poker?
Listen to the game.
No, that was Tuesday. Come on, Al, get your days right. It's Wednesday. It was Wednesday last night, Al. But yeah, I mean, I look at the games and Stoke, another good win for them. We had Peter Coates on the show the other day, Al, didn't we? And he was saying that he's really pleased. And we were saying to him, about Mark Hughes, are you worried that a big club bigger than Stoke might come in and try and get your manager? And he was very cool about it. He went, look, I've been in this game a long, long time. And we've lost managers from other clubs. I deal with it when it happens. So, you know, he was quite cool about it.
Well, but why is he so cool? Because he's got 500 mil in the bank?
Well, he's thinking compensation.
I'd be cool like that.
He'd get a few quid off Mark Hughes if he did go to one of the big clubs as well. So, but no, I mean, really entertaining nights. Football again. And do you know what about it? You just can't read this season. I really can't. I mean, Liverpool now will be looking at that top four. I think Southampton. Yeah, why not?
No.
Why not? They've got a game
They've
got a game in hand.
No chance.
They've got a game in hand on Manchester United.
You were out last night. You're dreaming.
Oh, yeah. If they win a game in hand, they're 3 points behind Manchester United.
No chance.
Liverpool. Well, let's wait and see. I mean, they've got some big games, I know, but Klopp
Jürgen
will be demanding.
Chop. Oh, Benteke. No.
Well, we've got to judge him on next season. They're a bit like
he's on his way, Benteke, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got to
don't
be.
Don't fancy him.
No, he's got to be on his way next season. It'd be interesting to see what player. I'm sure he's targeted three or four big players already, Klopp, for the season, next season. And he just needs a good start.
So Sunderland, I love Big Sam.
Yeah.
I think he's brilliant to keep people up. But the result, the forthcoming fixtures are not easy.
No, they're not
Whereas
easy.
Whereas McLaren, I'm not so 100% sure, but they look to have better fixtures.
Well, certainly at home, Newcastle are very good. I just think it's their away form. They've got to go to places and be really resilient and probably sit back and maybe take points away from home and win the games at home. This weekend, who they got? They've got Bournemouth. Newcastle.
What a result for the Bournemouth.
Bournemouth
beating
have really...
beaten Southampton. What a result. South Coast Derby. Bingo. I think that keeps them up.
I go by how many points you need to stay up. I reckon 37. So if you look at Bournemouth, they're looking very, very good at the moment. 32 points. Probably need five. So two wins and a draw. And that, I can see them being safe. Swansea with a win last night. They probably need two wins and a draw. And they'll be okay. So, you know, I'm...
Palace. Talk to me about Palace.
Well, Palace had, you know...
Dropping like a stone.
Well, it was an awful first half against West Bromwich Albion. 3-0 down. They showed a bit of character coming back in second half, but it wasn't good enough to get anything out of it. But they got a good point. Connor Wickham, their old player. Sunderland's old player, getting two goals against
them. He's a young boy.
Well, yeah, I know. One
he's
of their old players.
Boy,
he got two goals. He got two goals and fantastic for him. But,
Connor, eh?
So they got a good point.
Sounds like tobacco. O'Connor. Give me a bit of that O'Connor.
I mean, Palace will be okay, though. They've got enough in their locker. Balassi back now, and they'd be all right to stay up.
So where do West
Ham... What do we go with staying up, then? Do we go... We know Villa are down. Newcastle, Norwich, Sunderland, two out of them three now?
Yeah.
You say two out of them three? So what would you say? Norwich, being an ex-Ipswich player?
Norwich will go down.
Newcastle,
so Villa,
Sunderland.
Norwich.
You going Sunderland?
I think Newcastle... On paper, have the better games. But I think Sam's more of an organiser, battler. Yeah. but I still think the games, the fixtures are against Sunderland.
Yeah, well, where did Sunderland go this weekend? They're away to Southampton, who had that awful result against Bournemouth. And they'll still be looking at top five, top six at Southampton. So that's a big game for Sunderland. But I can see Sam going there and getting a point against Southampton. Yeah, I can. I can see him being organised. I think the signings he's made are very good.
No.
So, yeah, they'll be excellent, the signings. They'd give him a chance.
What's up with you?
They'd give him a chance.
Honestly, he talks to a couple of managers and he's his best buddies. Oh, they'll get a point.
Oh, Sam?
Yeah.
What would you say? Southampton winning?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes.
I'll go Southampton.
I don't like relationships and how you're doing, pal, in the way. When you predict, that's why I'm way above you on the table.
Well, I certainly think Sunderland will get a point. I've had them stay up as well, so that's why I'm hoping they get a point, at least. But, you know, some cracking games. Watford-Leicester?
I spoke to Troy Deeney this week.
Yeah.
Can't wait for it. Come on, bring it on. Against the big centre-halves. But I tell you what...
They're stalling a bit now, Watford. Look, they've had a great season. They're safe. That's the main thing this year. That was the main thing objective
for them.
Why are
they stalling? Why?
And they're still looking for that quarterfinals of the FA Cup as well, aren't they, Watford? Away to either Hull or Arsenal. So that'd be...
Tottenham-Arsenal, Hull. Big game. Hull against Arsenal.
It is a big
game,
but I think that Arsenal will put a strong side out. And I think Hull are going for this title as well.
Do you think Wenger will look at it and say, well, we're out of the Champions League?
Well, realistically, they are out of the Champions League. So they've got to put a strong side and say, look, can we win the FA Cup third time? Third year in a row.
What do they say? A bad team can win the FA Cup, but never the league.
Who says that?
It's a long standing.
Well, you need a bit of luck in the FA Cup.
Bobby Robson
sure.
told me that. A bad team can win the FA Cup. A bad team cannot win the
league. Totally agree with you because.
No, with Bobby.
38 games, the best team always win the league and the worst team always comes bottom. Simple as that. Because consistently, you can get a bad decision and go against you in the FA Cup and you're out. Simple as that. So, yeah, I totally agree with that. But Arsenal still got a chance, but they're drifting like a barge at the moment, I should imagine.
Quick one, finish off with. The five big so-called clubs in England were at the Dorchester Hotel, Park Lane, meant to be talking about a breakaway Champions League with Spain, two top teams, three maybe, Bayern Munich instead of the Premier League. What a load of tosh.
Well, I think
might want it. Our guys don't want it.
No, I read it this morning and I think they've already said no, it was nothing to do with that. And well, they're meeting about something, I don't know.
Yeah, but
what.
They're fibbers. But of course, they said it was about the pre season tour. Yeah, all right. Rubbish.
Well, the Italians and people like that were desperate for that, you know, because there's no money in the Italian league and it's all
Spain.
It's all in the Premier League. So they're desperate for that to happen. People like Juventus and Milan, you know, that'd be a dream come true for them because, you know, financially they'd be well sorted going forward. But obviously, the Premier League, we've just done a deal, TV deal, worth $8 billion, right? So you've got $5 billion in this country, what Sky have paid, and $3 billion abroad. So why would they want it? I mean, all these clubs are getting a lot more money next season. You can see.
So why were they talking to me? What were they doing down there?
I don't know. Maybe they're just saying, look, we have to keep as a unit and stay in the Premier League. Maybe they're saying like that. Because
I spoke to Peter Coates, the Stoke chairman, and they knew nothing about it.
Well, that's disrespectful as well. What happens if Leicester win the league this year? And they're talking them six big clubs or whatever it is. About Leicester? Yeah. Shouldn't they be in the Super League if they win the Premier League? Or even Spurs? They weren't. None of their chairman was there. Or Everton. All the money going into Everton. Yeah. They could be a force next season. So, look, I don't think... Hopefully, it doesn't happen because I love the Saturday afternoon when you know, all these fixtures, Southampton, Sunderland. I don't want to see Southampton, AC Milan.
No,
that doesn't excite me. I get more excited about Southampton, Sunderland and the relegation
battle.
What
about you're at Chelsea, Stoke?
I'm at Chelsea.
Mark Hughes doing a great job. Back to his old club when he played that.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a run Chelsea. I'm just thinking, I'm amazed that Gus Hiddink, whether he doesn't want the job, I don't know, but they haven't asked him to do it next season.
Yeah,
They're talking about Conte and people like that, but I think Gus has got them playing so well again now. He's resting. He rested Willian in week against Norwich, and he's still got a great result. And Fabregas, and they're all really playing to their top level again now. And that is down to the manager. It's not down to, because when he went there, they had no confidence, no belief. And, it, you know, I couldn't believe what I was watching after time with Chelsea. But suddenly now they're having a real good run. And I could see them having a really good run. Look, they've got a really tough FA Cup game against Everton away. We know that. and obviously PSG. But I can see them going a long way and really closing the gap on the top four, top five. I don't know how far they can get up the table. At the moment, they're 10th, but they're only 8 points off, Al. Manchester United in fifth. So and Man City in fourth. So, you know, they've got every chance of having a good run. And I don't know, they've still got some big, big games coming up. And, you know, they're being close.
Your boys, your old boys, Butter.
Yeah, poor result against Blackburn. Well, a poor result against Blackburn.
Yeah, but Paul Lambert's going to... He's
doing a good job there. He's doing a very good job, Paul Lambert. But he's so competitive. Chrissy Hughton, Brighton, brilliant result in the week, 4-0.
No, it wasn't a brilliant result.
Well, you wanted three, didn't you?
At 2-0, 3-0, 50 quid, 50 quid. I couldn't believe it.
Well...
So my wife's watching tennis. Where are you going? I said, I'm going to bed. I've got back early tomorrow. And all of a sudden, can I put the football? No, I'm watching it. You're not putting the football on.
It was 3-0 in the first half, though.
No, it was 4. So I go next door and I get the old Sky Sports app, bum, 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 bum. Score. Any breakthroughs? I can't believe it. I've done my dough. Before halftime, it's 4-0. What a joke. I'm on 3-0 for a load of dough.
We know Al's a really good predictor. Who's going to get automatic promotion out of the Championship into the Premier League?
I've said all along, I'm a big Steve Bruce fan. So I think Hull City will knock Arsenal out of the cup and they'll be promoted.
Right, I'm still going to go Borough to go up.
But
Burnley...
Because you shared a glass of wine Burnley, with Merce and Gaz out there.
Gaz, no, I didn't play with him. I played with Hasselbank, Viduka, Gaz,
Southgate.
Well,
what a shame. You missed out on the big time.
Anyway.
But wages, Merce?
Merce, 45.
Were you that age?
I was at Arsenal then. I was at Arsenal.
That's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. I'm just rubbish. You knew Gaz, huh?
Of course I knew Gaz. I played with him in England and he was a great lad. Absolutely brilliant to be around. And I always put me in my best ever team who I played with.
Who was the best player you played against?
I would say the most influential player is Roy Keane. For Manchester United, he was the one. That,
scared of him? Or?
No. He was influential in that team. In that midfield, they had the best midfield going. They did. They had Paul Scholes, who was a brilliant player. Roy Keane, Ryan Giggs.
Scholes who couldn't tackle a fish supper, but
Ryan Giggs,
hell of a
he scored some goals. Ryan Giggs on the left, and
hold on, the shirts off. Get in there.
Beckham on the right. So they had some midfield, but we had.
Did
a
you give David
midfield.
One? Did you ever give him have that?
No,
Beckham.
He wasn't.
Have
my, that. He was never on my side of the pitch. So no,
we ain't stay over there, can you? Have that, Bex.
No, he was a good lad, David.
I've heard you down the pub, the Rose in Sheffield. Well, I sorted Beckham out one day. Yeah, I've heard you.
He used to get me in the nightclubs, David.
He did not.
Yeah, he used to have his little VIP bit, and I go, oh, yeah, I'll come in there as well.
Faces against who? Anyone can get in there.
Anybody can.
Score, prediction. Saturday, Spurs, Arsenal.
I'm going to go, it's a must-win Arsenal, but I'm going to sit on the fence and go draw.
2-1.
Which is
2-1
no good,
Tottenham.
Which is no good for Arsenal, really.
2-1 Tottenham. Okay. And who's going to win it overall?
Well, I thought City might have a good run, but after the week yesterday's result, I can't see them winning it now. So I want if Arsenal don't win it, I want Leicester to win it.
And no true great Wenger out.
No,
lovely.
I'm going to wait till the end of the season and assess the situation. But they certainly
you'll still get work at Arsenal.
If they come fourth, then there's going to be a big problems over Arsenal. I should imagine.
Okay, Ray Parler, they're on for Pelly on Audio Boom with me, Alan Brazil.
To you by Audio Boom.